Keep Rain Man Digital on the air through 2020 by pledging to our Patreon page. Your continued support allows us to continue to make great content and offer even better features in the future. Help us keep the lights on in the studio by pledging $1 to $10 a month. Go to patreon.com/rainmandigital to pledge.
Would you care to step outside?
We did it today.
Superman.
I'm sorry.
Who are you? The lesser of has to compel you to reveal the truth.
I'm Batman.
Yeah.
Hands. Fighting with my hands.
Warning, DC and RMD contains adult language and discussions. If you're easily offended, do not continue to listen.
Awesome.
Oh, sorry. That's your signal. That means we have to go now.
Hello. Welcome to DC on RMD, Supergirl Edition on Rain Man Digital. Find us on demand on your favorite podcast provider, and remember to subscribe, rate, and review. I am your host, Lauren. I have Nicole.
Hello.
And Bob.
Hello.
They're both with me. Hello. Hello.
I forgot what I was doing for a minute. Sorry.
I do not know how to speak.
Microphones are weird. Is this on right now?
Perfect. Today we will be breaking down and discussing Supergirl Season 5, Episode 7.
Like fucking Siri the whole time, repeating shit back to you?
Yeah.
Tremors. Lena goes to the fortress.
Why would she ever go to the fortress, trusting a Luther?
I don't know. Why don't you ask the director, Andy Armaganian, and the writers, Jay Holtham and Katie Rose Rogers? Okay, we're done. I'm so sorry
also,
for that.
You definitely should have butchered the director's last name if you were going to speak in that voice.
Armaganian.
There you go.
Accurate. Yeah, so... Lena. There are notes here for me, and I still don't even know where to begin. This all went so awry for Kara. I don't even feel like Lena's the victim anymore. Like, last week I empathized and I understood, and this week I'm like, man, you were mean to Kara. That was uncalled for. Because, like, Kara never did any of it out of, like, malice is the difference there. Like, she never did it with, like, ha, watch Lena. She's going to look so stupid. Whereas Lena's just like, yeah, I wanted to humiliate you. I wanted you to see how I felt. And now, I'm going to crush you. Like, that was never, never a part of Kara's, like, MO for not telling Lena.
It wasn't out of spite?
Yeah, like, it was out of fear. And I would argue a little bit of cowardice.
Yeah.
But it was never, like, malicious. It was never... She was scared of losing someone that she held in high regard.
Could you see her doing one of these things? Look, bitch, this is why I didn't tell you. I brought you here into my home and look how you fucking act.
No, because that's not why she didn't tell her.
I know, but I mean, you know what I mean, though.
First, it's like, but yeah.
At this point, yeah, this is how I would act, though.
God.
Even though that's not the reason, that's how I would act. I'd be like, look, see how you're acting right now? This is why I don't tell you shit.
Right. I mean, honestly, the end of that whole situation when Supergirl was like, are you gonna kill me? Because, like, she had kryptonite in there and shit, like, weakening her, whatever. And she was just like, no, I'm not gonna kill you. I'm not a villain. Maybe you shouldn't have treated me like one. I was like, oh, bitch. Oh, bitch. She did not treat you like a villain. She went and had lunch dates with you, you hoe. Now she's going to treat you like a villain. Fuck. Oh, my God. I was so, so mad. I'm so mad at Lena. She is so wrapped up in her own crap that she couldn't even begin to understand why Kara didn't tell her right away. Don't understand. She's so wrapped up. She's so self-absorbed that she is incapable of understanding that there's any sort of middle ground between I'm not telling you because you might be a supervillain, and I'm telling you because that's the only thing to do if you're someone that I talk to in my life who is a close friend. Like, what? So she uses Kara in a couple ways. You know, when Leviathan people are coming after her, she's so cocky that she says, let them come. Supergirl will protect me. She's not your personal, like, body shield.
Up. Hold on. Let me use my watch real quick. Is there an emergency? Yeah, I'm at a creamer.
Right? Like,
wait, what? Yeah, I'm just going to use this every time I need something.
You
like
have that because she cares about you. Because she's literally willing to drop what she's doing to save your life. That is why you have that watch. It's unbelievable. And so then she, you know, she goes with her to the Fortress of Solitude. It has this like fake reservation about it. Like, are you sure I should go? And
so much.
And steals Myriad. Like, I am baffled at how this has derailed this week. And I just, like, I feel so bad for Kara. I feel so much sympathy for her right now. And I am livid with Lena. If you ever thought that this was something, dude, even Andrea, like, yeah. She took the medallion. Yeah, she lied to you. And that was a really shitty friend thing to do. But do you know why she did it? Because her dad was on the brink of suicide. And this gave her the slightest glimmer of hope that he would not kill himself. And was also threatened with, like, what if I refuse? What if I don't do what you say? Oh, then your dad's going to walk himself right off that balcony and you'll find him. And your company will crash and burn. You'll be left with nothing. Wow. So my options are fall into a pit of despair where my father is dead and my company is worth nothing. And I don't know what to do with my life. Or lie to my friend about this medallion and my dad will be alive. And I won't be in complete financial disrepair. Pretty easy decision, I think. I don't know. I mean,
okay. So, there's no way that they can recover Lena at this point.
No,
I don't know. I mean, I feel like maybe there is, but right now, my God, she's just gone off the rails.
I don't know if they can. It just seems like such a weird thing. Then she's like trying to sneak out with Myriad, like walk out the front door like it's nobody's business.
You caught me.
Oh.
Oh, oops. Here.
What did you see in my hand? No, that's not there.
Oh, no, she owned it at least, yeah, but.
But you know what I mean, though? It's just like everything was such a manipulative type scenario with her this week.
Here is what I'm rooting for.
Death.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I want her to get put in her place. I don't want her to die.
Oh.
I need her to get knocked down like five pegs. I need Supergirl to, you know, emotionally repair herself a little bit, deal with this, mourn the friendship loss a bit, and then come back fierce and angry and yell at Lena and put her in her place. I need her to stop Lena's plan and then list off a whole myriad of reasons why what she's doing is unacceptable, not healthy coping mechanisms, not healthy anything. I guess you are a villain because for normal people, this wouldn't have been such a problem. Bam, bitch slap her a little bit and then let her just like cry herself to sleep in jail.
All right.
That's what I want.
That's a little aggressive.
Yeah, it's deserved.
No, I'm not saying it isn't. I just
any normal person that didn't have supervillain tendencies brewing under the surface would have taken the time to talk to them and say, "Why didn't you tell me?" What was going on? What did I do that made you feel like I wasn't trustworthy? And then would have listened while the other person said, no, it wasn't just about trust. Like, of course, I had to build my trust with you at the beginning. And of course, I wouldn't tell you right away.
Wait, what network are we on?
But as time goes on, you know, it was more about me being worried about losing you as a friend. You know, Supergirl had some high strung moments, some tension with Lena. So, yeah, man.
I mean, but when she starts listing, like, oh, when we were in Russia and the plane was going down and I saved you and all this other stuff, I was like, you still don't know what's going on, or are you just playing this up?
Yeah, right. I don't know. This is just, ooh. Lena needs to get put in her place. She's so self-righteous right now, and she's so self-absorbed right now. And I'm hoping that that's coming, because honestly, when James was super self-righteous and self-absorbed, he did get put in his place and he fell right off of that high horse and became a much more well-rounded and grounded person.
Nicole, how are your feelings on this whole thing? Because you've been always vocal about this turn for Lena.
Yeah, for someone who sure thinks that they're not a villain and they shouldn't be treated like one. Wow, you sure are acting a lot like Lex. Kind of a sociopath thing, yeah.
So if we list the traits that you're displaying right now, where do these fall into?
Right. Subterfuge, manipulation, lying. Yeah, lying for the purpose of spite and malice.
Hurting people, thinking that you're saving the world.
Yeah.
Mm.
Lack of empathy and all of that. Stealing tech to mind control the entire world.
That's normal. Villain. That's normal.
No, oh, yeah, okay.
That's normal behavior.
Listen, Lena.
Normal behavior.
We've seen this before. Please don't turn it into Daenerys.
Oh, she's gone. She's already there.
Yeah, that's true.
She's already there. Well, we'll see what happens with Myriad, because she's just trying to make sure everybody can't hurt everyone else. Meanwhile, she's breaking Kara's heart. Like, yeah, we get it. You went through something.
Hey, Lex.
That doesn't mean you need to ruin everyone else. God.
That's like the ultimate insult, right? Keep calling her Lex the whole time.
Okay, Lex.
All right, Lex. Whatever, Lex.
It's like that fucking
sure
okay,
thing.
Boomer, but okay, Lex.
Yeah. God.
It happened so quick. I mean, we're...
It's Daenerys.
She broke.
7 episodes in, so we're talking maybe 9 episodes total.
Yeah.
She went from completely somebody we believed in to this?
Well, I don't think it was that. I think, honestly, it started last season for sure. The way she shut out James and how, like, cold she got, and also... just like calculating it for like she got obsessed with things and was just like, nope, this is it. This is what I'm doing. Bah, and like could not let anybody in. I think the signs were there, but didn't want to believe them.
Mm-hmm. we had our own
yeah.
blinders on.
We had our own blinders and agenda. Yeah. All right. Hey, Lee. Hey, Lena, listen. Nope, we're going to do that again. Hey, DC on RMD listeners, if you love our shows, please share with your friends and review. With every share and or review, you help our show climb those charts. Wherever you listen, whether it be Spotify, Stitcher, or Google Play, remember to share those links each and every episode. So the other thing that Lena was just like, screw you, I'm the toughest, baddest one. Leviathan, you know, like she's just not fazed by that at all. Using Supergirl as like her own personal shield, first of all. And then also just like, you're that cocky that you think that you just absolutely can't be touched. You don't know anything about Leviathan. Not really. Not enough to just like bank everything on your security system.
Yeah, she's become super cocky with it. And it was just like, wait, these guys have been around for how long? And you're just going to be like, yeah, fuck you guys. You've never run into somebody like me.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. But Brainy is effective this week. Like, he's just like back in it, like back in the swing of things, and just like bam, ba bam, 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 my inhibitor. Okay, all right, cool, let's do this. And he just like finds the Leviathan headquarters. Just okay. So your thingy got damaged and you fixed it, and now it's just like working full capacity and without making you a robot dick. And you just okay, you find the thing, sure thing.
Hey. Was that like a get out of jail free card for
that? Totally was. They're like, huh, how are they gonna find this?
We gotta progress this shit fast. Let's make the smartest man alive, or we have here, get his head smashed in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, shit. We have this crisis thing.
Yeah, quick. We gotta speed things up. We went Brainy. A little slow.
Done.
Yeah. And then we find Rama Khan and the blonde woman. I don't know who she is.
I think her name was just like Margo or Maggie or something weird like that. Nobody important.
Right.
Yeah. That's what that
is. But she seems a little important, so maybe there's more to it. We'll see. But yeah, they've been around since the dinosaurs, when their ship, which has scientifically been mistaken for an asteroid, crash landed on Earth, destroyed all of the dinosaurs, ended the Ice Age, and they've been protecting the Earth ever since. Yeah.
Earthbenders.
That was my favorite. That was my favorite bit. What else would you call him? Obviously.
They made me laugh. I was like, oh, we're going to go with that.
And I guarantee you the joke there is that Brainy doesn't watch pop culture stuff, so he doesn't get a lot of references unless it's like something that someone he knows is interested in, and mm-hmm. he'll...
Then he becomes obsessed.
He doesn't know anything about Avatar. He doesn't. He's never watched Avatar, let's be real.
No.
So that is hilarious. All right, so like Bob, for instance, do you know anything about Rama Khan before this?
Never heard of this guy before this episode. You?
No.
Nicole?
Nope.
Apparently, Rama Khan and this whole situation, first appearance was JLA number 62.
I know Shaka Khan.
I think that might be a little
different.
I know
Rafa Khan.
Yeah.
I also know
vaguely different. But yeah, back in March 2002.
That doesn't really work.
This character only lived for about a year's span in comics, from JLA to JLA 62 to JLA 75. So 2002 to 2003. But this was like Krypton's sister planet, I guess, that these people are from.
Yeah.
Jarhanpur. So
that sounds like a ramen place.
Sounds like an Indian restaurant. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Or like a Thai restaurant.
Yeah, Thai.
Sri Lankan food. I don't know.
I'm hungry now.
Okay, so anyway. but yeah, I mean they're magic-y people. Apparently he broke Wonder Woman's lasso of truth, resulting in reality unraveling. So that's a whole thing. So he's a force to be reckoned with. That's a solid villain. I'm into that. But I don't know anything about
it. Good actor grab, though.
Right. He's been in other CW stuff, too. I think he was in Supernatural.
Oh, he was? I recognize him from, like, X-Files.
Oh, I didn't recognize him from that.
He was Skinner.
I like the X-Files. I really enjoy them, or it when I watch it. I enjoy every X-File. but I, outside of like the main two, like I.
He was Azrael in Supernatural.
Yeah.
Didn't know he was from that kind of Vancouver acting crew.
Yeah, well. Yeah, but outside of like Mulder and Scully, I honestly probably am not going to recognize people from the X-Files. So, But yeah, so I don't know. I'm glad that we got stuff. We did it, guys. Something. We did it. Woo!
Finally.
Episode 7, we have a face.
Yeah.
Sort of.
And I want to know more about that blonde woman. Yeah, what do you mean sort of? This is literally the face of Leviathan. I mean, so he is the one in charge. He is the one that was put in charge by, like, he is the successor to whoever was in charge before that. He's the one tasked with making the decisions and protecting the Earth. And, yeah.
Can we talk about the cheesy earthbending CGI?
That, like, ball of
like I
dirt
don't know.
And crystals or yeah. whatever that comes hurling at Supergirl in the Fortress of Solitude.
That and even before when she's rescuing Lena. There hasn't been a lot of effects this year.
No, the budget's gone.
And
not good ones either.
Yeah. And then I was watching that and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cheeseball right now. Like, pick up mud clots and throw it at her.
Right. Honestly, I'll be real with you. I'm not here for the CG.
I know, but I always bring it up anytime that it distracts me from.
No, right. But like, it's gotten to a point where
you don't even believe in it anymore.
I expect cheesy CG. First of all, on
you expect
TV,
the lighter with a hand and the hairspray behind it, so flame comes out.
I expect CG that is on a much lesser scale and level on TV, on like network shows to begin with. And then CW has
it steps down from there.
A reputation for not always having good. The bar is so low for me right now. I just expect it to be subpar. And then when they have great visual effects, I'm really stoked on it. And that's where I'm at. I'll just level with you now. That's just it. Here are the conflicts that we have. Got the actual like villain thing, which is a conflict, not a conflict. It's not like a personal one anyway. And that's the Leviathan stuff, Ramacon. We got that. We got answers. Woo! We still have more questions, but we got enough answers for us to be like, great, we know what's going on. We had Lena and Kara, and that is absolutely not resolved. In fact, that has devolved further and become more of a problem. We have John and Malefic, and that actually resolved itself quite nicely. We got some nice little scenes with Papa Martian and, just him being nice, supportive dad, blah, blah, blah. Sweet, nice scenes. And then John goes and confronts Malefic and says, hey, listen, I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to let you in. I want you to see in my mind my truth. I'm willing to risk you killing me. I'm willing to risk everything to show you this. Please look. And he does. And it resolves.
Instant good guy.
I mean, I honestly.
Is it weird when they do that and you're like, there's no way they're risking this character?
What do you mean? Risking like, which character? John?
John. Like when he's like, I'm going to open up to my brother. I'm like, well, his brother's going to forgive him because they're not going to end this character.
I didn't have that in my mind going into it. But I figured, like, John wouldn't risk himself dying like that without knowing, like, with no backup plan, without knowing that what he feels about finding out the truth, you know, that, like, after his own guilt and his own little path of self-acceptance and realizing why he did it, I don't think he would have gone in there with no backup, no plan, no nothing, if he didn't believe that Malefic would forgive him. And I don't think it would have worked if John didn't truly believe and know in his heart that what he did out of love. And yes, it wasn't the right choice. Per se, you know, yes, it hurt someone else, but he didn't do it with the intention of hurting his brother. He panicked and he wanted to help his father who was grieving. I don't know, but I am so glad it's resolved. And I hope that now we see like wait a second. So Malefic is in Lena Luthor's
camp.
Yeah, like internment camp for wayward villains.
Yeah.
And I just, I hope that this brings up another, like, that's a little villainy point in the Lena category over there at the DEO and with the super friends. So
with these two storylines this week, I was so surprised that it closed out so clean between this one and Kelly and Alex.
Right. And that's that was the next one to bring up is Kelly and Alex. And so how
were
it's
you
just
guys
like
just shocked that like things closed out so clean? Just because, again, impressed. I don't know if I'm just so jaded by CW and just figuring that it's going to lead to more drama.
You are. From experience, mm-hmm. we are all jaded mm-hmm. because of what we've had to
deal with,
go through.
I was like, Kelly's breaking up with Alex. Kelly's breaking up with Alex. This is how it's going. And like my topic that I was going to put in the notes was, what would you give up for your significant other? Because that's where that's like when that thing brought up at the beginning, that's where I thought this was going
to
go.
Yeah. Alex has to stop working at the DEO or lose her girlfriend.
Yes.
And I was so worried about that. Honestly, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, Alex is the director of a government agency. The director. No way. I'm sorry, but you either accept my life or you don't. And even if she wasn't the director of the DEO, do you really think that Alex wouldn't be right there in the line of fire with her sister as much as possible?
Yeah.
You know, she's smart about it. She's not going to go toe to toe with someone that she can't take on, someone with, you know, superpowers. But I mean, this is Alex. This has always been Alex, protecting people, going into dangerous situations. She's going to be as smart as she can about it. She will minimize casualties. She will minimize danger as much as she can. That's why she's the director. Let's be real. But it's Alex. She runs face first into danger when she knows or thinks or believes that she can do anything to help people. And that's what Supergirl is too. And there's just that is so integral to their character and their personalities that, yeah, even if she left the DEO, she'd be miserable.
I again, 100%, the notes would have been right now, what would you guys give up for the person you love?
I don't know. Depends.
No, we don't got to ask a question because it didn't fucking happen. They actually settled it right? Like adults twice this week. I didn't think I was going to get it twice this week. I think that's why I was so shocked by it.
Right.
Like, oh, the John Jones thing healed up with his brother pretty quick.
Hey, let's wrap up these storylines really quick
this
before Crisis.
This storyline's going to go to fuck real quick. Like, that's just what I thought was going to happen.
Well, and I think also it's important to not just let every relationship that for this person, like, fail.
Just Alex is just horrible at relationships.
Right. Yeah, that doesn't set a good precedent. But instead, it seems like she's learned and grown and seen, okay, well, what are the things that can be compromised? What are the things, like, also, you can't just keep running from, like, someone you love because you're scared that something bad's going to happen. You may or may not have a type, soldier type people, or like secret agents or whatever, people that are, you know, in wartime stuff with the government. But yeah, I mean, honestly, you need help getting past that as a weight or like an anchor that's holding you back. You need to be able to heal from that trauma. And Alex is willing to step up and help you and be with you every step of that and help you try to just find happiness and heal through that.
Nicole, were you surprised how clean these things broke?
Yeah.
I know you're on the kind of the angry side of how the writing's been going on a lot of these shows.
Yeah, I was actually pretty surprised.
I think, you know, we all go to that zone. And it's again, it's something because we've learned the CW writing process.
Yeah. I think sometimes, though, we also... it's the relationship stuff that tends to linger longer and like drag on too long. But in general, before the crossover event, there usually is like a, the crossover is coming, the crossover is coming by land, like fucking just wrap it up. Come on, we got to go.
Oh, like, of course, I don't know if you guys saw the Instagram post that I put up with Brandon Routh as.
Can we just skip to the crossover? Is that what you said? Yeah.
Yes. That was 100% me, because that's what I'm like. I'm like, just hurry up, hurry up. How many episodes are left? Maybe they'll go on break until fucking Thanksgiving or,
give me
2 weeks, and then we'll come back right to the crossover, because that's all I really care about right now.
I'm so distracted by that. I'm just like chomping at the bit for that. Kevin Conroy as Kingdom Come Batman, and like Brandon Routh as Kingdom Come Superman.
Yes, it's that time of the year. It's
Tom
almost
Tom Welling's beefy ass. I don't care if he's even in a suit. That dude's fucking jacked. He was amazing in Lucifer too, so I'm on board. Looks like he only did one scene though, so yeah, whatever. But
you always wonder how much
the Supermen will meet though. Look how big he is. He makes Tyler look teeny.
He looks like a Superman.
He looks like a super baby. Tyler does. I'm sorry. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tom Welling is massive.
Yeah. I think.
So excited. I'm looking at more photos.
They've released a ton. I just took that one of Brandon Routh because it was just like, holy shit, he's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, the different Superman. I'm so excited. Sorry.
Just have him lined up like the, like a character thing, you know, when you see like big prints of Superman through the years, yeah. Just have them all lined up.
Yeah.
Didn't Alex Ross do some sort of art that had all of them? I feel like he did. I don't know. Maybe not.
Probably. It sounds like something he would do.
Right.
For to sell for a 75th anniversary print.
Yeah.
But it's just one of those things, though. I think that might be also the problem is we are in crossover season. And it's like, let's hurry up and get there. Because this is supposed to be the biggest, baddest thing ever. And
the biggest, baddest crossover yet for us. The biggest, baddest, like, crossover like source material that they're coming from, and they're giving us so many new characters, Hector. And they're
did you just get out of breath saying that name?
No. Yes, it's finally happening, Bob. I'm sorry, I'm screaming into the mic now, but it's finally happening.
It's finally happening after getting teased.
What has it been like, 5 or 6 years of me like asking for it in general, and then also like getting like, I don't know, blue balls from Constantine?
Do chicks get blue balls?
Metaphorical blue balls, Bob.
I don't know. It's more of a question.
Uh-huh. It's a medical question. but yeah, I am so excited for it. And we know Arrow is ending. This is Arrow's final season. So, like, there's serious implications there. There's, you know, impending death of Oliver. There's
impending death of anybody at this point, the way the ratings are going.
Well, listen, I mean, like, character death. But, yeah, okay. All right, whatever.
No, I'm saying even in the crossover, it'd be amazing. It'd be like, oh, well, yeah, we killed Supergirl. Be
like, they killed everyone. Surprise, there are no more episodes.
We're rebooting everything.
Please welcome Stargirl.
Yeah, Stargirl. Stargirl gets introduced, followed by Batwoman and Lois and Clark and their kid.
I want to be supportive of that show, and I'll give it a try for sure, because I love him and I really liked them together. I liked their chemistry.
We're off talk, but it's okay because it kind of relates to this show. You realize they're talking about like doing like Super Sons, right?
Oh. No.
Yes.
Oh.
That's been the rumor. That this could more shoot off to an offshoot of, you know, bringing in Damian Wayne and him in a Super Sons type.
Damian?
Concert. Paul's giving me weird fucking looks. Okay, Paul's still in the studio.
Everyone has to watch the Lois and Clark show now. Everyone has to.
Paul says he's all for it unless it's bad.
Then you'll fucking rage. But you won't know. I mean, there's no way to know whether it's good or bad unless it gets made. So
true. It's just one of those things.
I'd rather give it a try. I would rather give it a try. So everyone needs to make sure they watch the Lois and Clark thing, and then
that it's good.
Tweet at every executive person. I just want to see a tiny baby Damian Wayne on the screen being a fucking monster. He's a terrible little child and I love him. He's a terrible,
he is such
cocky,
shit.
antagonistic little shit. And he's the perfect angel. If anybody touches him, I will kill them myself. I love Damian. I thought he was such a little shithead at first. And then I was like, ah, but he's a likable shithead. And then like the more time goes on and the more he like the more he was written into comics and they explored his character further, the more I was just like, you're just an angel. I love you. I'll always love you. Your big brothers love you. Okay. Anyway.
So yeah, this crossover could end up being a lot for the future of CW in the Arrowverse.
All right, well, let's take a quick break. And, when we come back, we'll, I guess, talk about our final thoughts on this episode now that we're in crisis,
now we're in crossover mode.
Free stuff is awesome, but free stuff that will spice up your bedroom is even better. Just go to adamandeve.com and select almost any one item for 50% off, and then we'll load on the free stuff. Just enter this very exclusive code, RAINMAN, at checkout, and you'll get 10 tantalizing free gifts, including a sexy item for him, a special toy for her,
ooh,
and a third item you'll both enjoy.
Ooh.
And 6 extra special bonus items that are sure to rev your engine, pique your curiosity, and even blow you away. Plus,
free shipping!
Always sent in discreet packaging. Go to adamandeve.com now. Get 50% off plus the 10 free gifts when you enter the exclusive offer code RAINMAN. Again, that's RAINMAN. Because without it,
no free stuff.
That's RAINMAN at adamandeve.com.
The Rain Man Show.
The Rain Man Show.
Are they predominantly conservative out there?
I think they're forced to be conservative. Yeah.
Are they? I love me a Jewish broad. Give me a big old Israeli
We've
chick.
We've called in a consultant, Michael Flores. He's apparently a scientist from the faraway land of America.
The quieter, the better, right?
Jesus.
Gotta hide him in your closet.
Those Jewish ladies out there are fucking animals. They're machines.
Take notes. He knows about this. This helps our study.
Gal Gadot is Israel.
Is Israel.
One woman. One woman is the entirety of a fucking nation state.
Oh, hell yeah.
For more Rain Man, visit RainManShow.com.
Hey, DC comic fans. This week's featured product is DC Black Label's Harleen Number 1. Witness Harleen's first steps on a doomed quest that will give birth to the legendary supervillain Harley Quinn in this stunning reimagining of Harley and the Joker's twisted and tragic love affair by visionary storyteller Stepan Sajic. Check out the podcast description of this episode for details and purchase through our links.
Holodeck 3 program is reinstated.
Open Sesame!
And it helps strengthen the one rule in Star Trek that basically a lot of fans and a lot of writers in Star Trek really do not take that much seriously is that prime directive. The prime directive is you do not by any means interact with a pre-warp society.
Unless they're hot. if the whole world is a bunch of T'Pauls and seven and nines, then yes, you must break that prime directive.
That's what makes those
moments. Or at least bend it slightly to the right and up.
That's what made
so stupid.
Oh man, what is it that's bothering him?
Yeah,
because everyone deals with that. There's a lot of I always read like self-help books and stuff like that tell about inside of
I read self-help books when it comes to sex. I need lots of help. I need lots of help. That's how I learned about the slight bend to the right and
the
up.
Bend to the right
yeah,
and up.
That was due to a sex help book.
And sexual yoga books.
Yeah. Well, the sex for dummies.
Star Trek from the Holodeck, exclusively on Rain Man Digital.
End simulation.
So, back to Supergirl. Nicole, final thoughts.
I'm really happy that we got some answers
finally, and some shit's slowly but surely wrapping up. I honestly feel like they're finally getting things focused, and maybe...
Or the fact they went, oh shit, it's mid-season already?
Yeah.
Crap.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. Like, the crossover's coming. They're like, oh shit. Oh, let's wrap this shit up. But everything is feeling a little bit more focused for the most part, and I'm enjoying that. Still hate Lena's direction, but okay, whatever. We're just, we're at the stage of acceptance at this point.
It's cemented now, so yeah, accept it.
Yeah. King-wise, I'm going to go with like a 76. Sure. We'll go with that. Okay. Bob.
I'm going to shoot a lot lower than that just because I just had issues, I guess, with a lot of the things. I was pleasantly surprised that they actually adulted two storylines this week, not CW'd it. But I'm gonna go with like a 65 on this. You haven't done much special effects this year at all, so when you do them, they better be on point. And again, I know you, Lauren, said that you accept for whatever they are, but it's just we watch so much TV these days and see good things happening. It's like, if what is the budget going to if it's not going to go to little things like this? So,
Paul just whispered the crossover, and he's right.
Yeah, that could be it. The crossover better be amazing then, like movie level type fucking effects. If it's gonna downgrade everything that's going on in the show, because honestly, it happened in Flash this week too, to where it looked like Toy Master was making weapons for the villain of the week, and I was like, holy shit, I think that's PVC pipe in a spinning tube. So anyway, that's another show that I'll bitch about there. but yeah, it's just the Lena thing is in stone now. She's full-on supervillain, which I hope they don't try to recover. Again, I hope they go with the route you were kind of talking about where make Supergirl fucking mad. Like, yeah, fuck you, bitch.
She has some anger problems from time to time, so yeah, make her mad.
Yeah, make her mad.
Please.
Yeah, you know what? You were my friend, but now I'm gonna fuck you up in every way possible.
You don't want me to treat you like a villain? Don't act like a villain.
Exactly.
You're acting like a villain now, so you're gonna get treated like one.
So, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I'm gonna give this episode a 65. There were some things that I was really impressed with, but at the same time, I'm just impressed that they wrapped up the storylines because we're used to them dragging on, not because I liked the resolution or the way it happened or like the storyline itself, like the Kelly and Alex thing. Okay, cool. Great. It was short and sweet and it wrapped up. And cool, we're done. But also, did we need it? Absolutely not. Did it benefit the storyline of the actual overall show in any sort of way? Absolutely not. Did it tie into any of the main story plot? Once again, absolutely not. So I'm glad that things wrapped up. I'm glad we're getting answers. I'm glad, you know, this and that and whatever is happening. I had a hard time not picking up my phone or glancing away to the TV or something like that. I was watching on my computer, so like glancing over towards like TV where my boyfriend was playing the new Star Wars game. It's
more entertaining storyline.
Oh my god, it's so good. We will be reviewing that as well, so stay tuned. It had a hard time keeping my attention. And once again, it felt like there was a lot happening in one episode. And it wasn't even like, no, it kind of was, because Lena had her own thing going on with Leviathan. And then Lena had her thing going on with Kara and the DEO. And meanwhile, Alex had her thing going on with Kelly. And Jean had his own thing going on with his brother and his dad and the DEO. And it's just like there's so much stuff. And I had a hard time paying attention, to be honest. And I kept like breaking myself out of it and being like, nope, watch the show. But that's just a bad sign. So it's a 65. There were some really positive things. some really like bright moments in it, in acting and everything like that. As usual, you know, that's never a surprise, but overall it was a barely passing episode. And I think that's going to do it for us. That's going to be it for today's DC on RMD Supergirl Edition. Remember, you can always catch any past and future DC on RMD episodes on DCOnRMD.com. We'll catch you next week.
Or 2 weeks.
It will catch you in 2 weeks. Because there's a break. All right. Sayonara.
Goodbye.
Mother of God, would you look at the time? When you came here, you had an hour.